What kind of foundation? What kind of foundation do you have? Is your foundation stable and sure and secure, unshaking, unmoving, untroubled, a rock, a steady rock? Or is your foundation, I gotta be careful here, shifting, moving, shaking, a mushy mess of quicksand? What kind of foundation do you have? Do you have a stable foundation, a solid foundation, a foundation of rock, or do you have a foundation that isn't stable, that is shaking, that is built on sand? You ever been on a beach? I like to go to sea, and I like to go to the mountains. I'm not much of a beach bum. But when I go to the beach, I like to walk along the beach. And when you walk along the beach, down close to the water, usually you have nice, compacted sand, and you can walk along without too much trouble. But if you walk back up from the water, back up in the dunes, it's hard work, my friends. You trudge along through the dunes, your feet keep on slipping down into the sand. You can't get a good sure foot. You try to climb a dune and you end up bringing the dune down instead of going up it. It can be tough. You certainly can't even run in the sand. You'll get tripped up by the sand. But you walk down close to the water, it's pretty compacted. But don't stand still. Because if you're standing still down there, what happens? The water washes it out from underneath you and you end up sinking. And what looked hard, it's kind of what Jesus is saying today. You build on a solid foundation, your house will stand. You build on shifting sand, and your house won't. Sometimes it's good to go to exactly and take a look exactly what Jesus said. Imagine that, going to see what Jesus said. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. How do you have a house, your spiritual house? How do you have your spiritual life, your spiritual existence? How are you built on rock? Jesus said it plainly. If you hear my words and do them, you have built on rock. But if you hear my words and don't do them, you're built on sand. If you hear my words and do them, you've built on a solid foundation. You've built on the Word of God. You've built on the calling of Christ. You've built on the will of God. But if you hear God's will, if you hear the words of Christ, if you hear the calling of God in your life, and then you just sit there and do. Couch potatoes for Jesus. Huh? You're building on sand. You're building on sand. Most people, my friends, in the church, most Christians today are couch potatoes for Jesus. They've built on the sand. That story of the three little pigs is a good one. Most Christians today are the pig that built with straw and the pig that built with sticks. Those are the easy ways. I have a friend who's starting a new church, and he was told all the tricks about how to go about starting a new church. To build up your membership quickly. Have no controversial positions on any issue. Have no theology that causes anyone to break a sweat thinking. Make no demands of someone that would take them away from the Sunday morning hour and, let us say, have them going to a homeless shelter at 5 a.m. or to feed people at 5 a.m. or to visit hospitals at 5 a.m. But do everything at a nice, comfortable 9 to noon on Sunday. Have music that just touches the heart and doesn't touch the mind. And so on and so forth. And he said he was so uncomfortable with the McDonald's church model that he turned down the appointment to start a new church. It is so easy to be tempted to build with straw or sticks on sand. It's fast and it's easy. But let one little problem come up, let the hard times start, and you get blown away. Methodists are wonderful. We do our theology and sing our theology before we think our theology. And we have that today in the hymn that's printed in our bulletins. Building on the rock is slow. Building on the sand is fast. Houses built on rock will last. Here's the part I love. Learning wisdom, we will build. Doing justice, we will build. Showing mercy, we will build. Praising Jesus, we will build. Loving others, we will build. With the Spirit, we will build. Did you notice? Those are all active, action, indicative verbs. Not passive, active. The faith is not a passive thing. Christianity, the Christian life, is not passive. It's active. Faith is not just belief. It is acting on that belief. Doing the words of Jesus, not just hearing or believing. Doing the words of Jesus is building on a sure foundation. It's building on a rock. Just sitting back like a couch potato and doing nothing. Standing still and letting the water wash the sand out from underneath you. That, my friends, which is what we are tempted to do, that is not building on a solid foundation. It's not action. It's not faith. So it's a simple message today. We're called to do what Jesus says. Imagine that. The church called to do what Jesus says? Huh? You know, I thought we had rules and regulations. I thought we got a book of discipline we have to follow, and book of resolutions we have to proclaim, and all this and other stuff we've got to do. All we have to do is what Jesus said. Jesus said it clearly. I want to read it again. Everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. What are you going to do? Going to build on sand? You going to sit back and not do the word of God, the words of Jesus, the calling of Christ? Or are you going to respond with faith and do the word of God? Are you going to act on the words of Christ? It's a simple choice. It's a simple calling. But it takes faith. Sometimes in life, things can get hard. And it seems like it's almost too much to step out in faith, because the instant you do, you get blasted. The instant you speak the truth in love, the truth of the gospel in love, you get blasted. The instant you step out and risk, you get blasted. It's going to happen anyway. I love the last verse of this hymn. Houses on the rock will stand, houses on the sand will fall, when the storm comes to them all. The storm will come to all. Tribulation falls on all, friends. I'd rather be standing on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ than on the shifting sands of my own will. The work is slow. Oh, yes, it is. It takes patience. The world may mock. That's probably an understatement of the decade. The world will mock. But we will build upon the rock. Amen. Let that be our calling. Let that be our call to action. To build upon the solid rock of Jesus. To trust in His grace. To feast in His presence. And to move and act in faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2008 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.